We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Support for Stick Talk is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Big news, Manscaped just released their brand new cologne scent to help you feel good and smell good all the time and all over. Who knew smelling this good could feel this good too? Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of the Stick Talk Podcast. Hey! I got my co-host, the one, the only, Big J. Then we got the awesome, the incredible. Let me hype you up. Hold on. The most. Hold on. I got
this. Who are you talking about? I'm looking around. Who are you talking about?
Hold on. I got this. The most underrated, most creative content creator in the FIFA scene. Big Boy Zway himself.
Hey, Mr. Elite himself.
Mr. Elite. Let's go, dude. Hey, 23 hey. Wins.
Hey, before
you love to see it.
Before we kick it off, right, can I have a quick interview with Steven Gerrard, please? I think he's here. He's on the show right now.
Yeah, of course, Jay. Do me a favor. Can you reach in the back of the Coke and can you hand me something really quick?
Here you go, my friend.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for it. Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Stick Talk Podcast. And you can listen to us on Apple Music, Spotify. Make sure to rate it. Make sure to drop all the love, man. Get us up those charts. You love to see it. You can also watch it on YouTube. We got that going on. Then obviously, if you're here for the live show, it's way back, man. Over 1 million subscribers. I've never said this publicly. One of, I consider, my good friends and one of the guys that I truly feel like I trust in this community that I can come to for anything's way. We have some stories from back in those Discords, Skype.
Bro,
I'm just saying, bro, might as well just do the whole, like, you know, writing people out, cancel culture. I mean,
We got stories, me and you, bro. Golly. The 2 a.m. Zway and Skills Discord calls were something else, man. Hey, man. Anyways, man, how you been, dude? How's that Miami life? I heard COVID doesn't exist down there.
Bro, I was literally just talking to Jay about it, bro. Dude, we do things a little bit differently down here in Florida. It's crazy.
You guys are a different country, bro.
Bro, it's a different place. Like, Cali's its own place. Texas is kind of its own place. And Florida, bro, I don't even know how to explain it. But dude,
as long as you're healthy and alive, bro, just try to deal with it, bro.
You guys don't exist. COVID doesn't exist down there. And then in Texas, they don't know how to deal with the cold. This just comes cold. They're dead. They're like, nah, bro.
I go on my skateboard around 5 o'clock every day. Just cruise down the beach, check it out, bro. Like people, it's like you said, it's as if nothing is going on. People are like twerking on stop signs. There's like people running through the streets. There's alligators. Like people are flying on crocodiles. Like, dude, girls like making out with trees. Like, it's crazy, bro. It's like,
okay, COVID's something else, bro. People going crazy, man.
I heard you guys are doing like full, like you walk into like a club and everybody's just like, no mass chilling. It's just
There's an ordinance. I don't know about the rest of Miami, but in Miami Beach, the police actually can't shut down a place of business. They can pretty much do whatever they want. Now, if it gets to like 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning, like they have a little bit more, they can be a little bit more forceful with businesses and shutting them down. But pretty much businesses on the beach are able to operate as usual without any interference. So it's crazy. So that's why I stay inside. I basically don't go anywhere.
I hear that.
I mean, I was doing that before COVID. Let's be honest, bro. I don't.
All right, man, to kick the podcast off, Jay, how you feeling, man? What's good with you? Free Jay for a sec, man. How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good, dude. A little tired, but I'm good, man. You know, living life. Man. Trying to get through these winter storms. You know what I'm saying?
100%. We have a lot to talk about. A lot of stuff going on, Zway. You're a legend. Before we kick off stuff like that, that Bayer Leverkusen game was, you were kind of going nuts about that. What's up?
Well, dude, I got that Diaby in the farty bag last night. So I was kind of feeling good about it, right? It's 170,000 coins. Like, is it the best player? No, he's got like 2-3-star weak foot. But they apparently had an easy matchup today against Young Boys. Lo and behold, Young Boys pounce up to a 3-0 lead. Diaby comes on, equalizes it. Then the 89th minute, this dude, this French dude who was born in the USA or something like that, made it 4-3. And everyone's like, Sway, you know, he can play for the USA. I'm like, dude, listen, after what he did today, canceling out my Diaby, he can stay on the French national team. He's not welcome here, dude. He's not coming to the US, bro.
Dude, I was watching the Lille game because I bought that Renato Sanchez like a couple nights ago, and I'm watching that game, and now I'm the biggest Lille supporter in the world, bro. You know what I'm saying?
How like, bad did they lose? I don't even know.
It ended 2-1. They scored two goals right at the end, but they're still in it, right? But dude, I'm telling you right now, man, I for me, when you have their cards, you become like all of a sudden you're a massive supporter.
Oh, no,
like,
I was going against them yesterday, bro.
What do you
like,
mean?
Sevilla, dude, I wanted them to lose so bad against Dortmund, bro. That card's already.
Oh,
yeah, he's already broken, dude. Yep. Everybody was like, I need him. I'm like, no, dude, I want him to lose bad. Fuck that.
So for anybody listening at home, if you don't play FIFA, because I know it's a sports podcast, but like, so there's these cards in FIFA that what you get them. And if the team does well in the Europa League or the Champions League, that card gets an upgrade. So I have a Renato Sanchez from Lille. They lost, unfortunately. But if they win, the way the Europa League one works, the team has to advance, right?
Right, full advance.
Full advance.
Yeah. Champions League. If Sevilla had won yesterday, he would have automatically got an upgrade.
Right. So there's still a chance.
He could have got two upgrades and he can still get a chance to get an upgrade. And I want him to lose twice just because of FIFA, not because I care about it. That card's broken in the game, bro. It's so the most broken card.
You want Sevilla in the mud.
I want Sevilla out ASAP, bro. Fuck that.
That's nuts. Listen, it's actually dope we have you on the podcast because you're big into like the German stuff, yeah? Because obviously you're German.
Bundesliga,
Bundesliga. Mm-hmm. Dude, that Haaland kid is something.
Bro.
Let me ask you a question before you get into that. Who's your favorite? I don't even know who your favorite team
Germany.
Is.
Germany. I'll answer it for you. Germany. Well, Bayern.
Skills knows me long enough that's 100% right. Like, not many people know me that way. Germany, 100%. The national team, 100% number one. But if we're talking clubs, then it's Bayern.
It's Bayern? Okay. Yep. See, like, I never knew. I always knew the German national team, but I never knew what team in the Bundes that you actually supported.
There's a few of them I like. But Bayern for sure.
You're about to get another Champions League because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see anybody else. It'd be interesting to see if I think Bayern's going to take it, bro. Like, honestly, their team is the only one that's not like all messed up all over the place.
Yeah.
So Bayern might get back to back. That's what my prediction is for Champions League. And
Questions as way. Ready?
Uh-huh. Wait, is this like rapid fire? Is this rapid fire?
Just tell me what it makes you feel like when I say it. Ready?
Yes.
7-1.
Oh, that's tough.
Pain without the S.
No, I know, dude, because keep going. German. I thought you were going to give me something else. You guys won 7-1, bro.
I don't like rubbing. Listen, it happened.
You need to rub it in.
You're fine. No, you got it.
I enjoyed it as a thing.
No.
I don't want to upset the upset the Selle cow.
You and me are completely different. See, when something happens, I like to rub the salt in like real deep. And I like to like make them mad, bro, because it's fun. Because before the game, everybody talks. Right after they lose, they all start crying, saying everybody's washed and this and that and all this other stuff. So it's just rub it in there, bro. Rub it in their face, and then they move on. That's just how it is.
As it relates to that specific World Cup, I'm very self-conscious of the fact that I still don't believe we should have won it. Argentina, man, was dangerous in that final. I think we were very lucky. That was a miracle goal. Like that's like a once in a generation goal that Mario Götze scored. But like, dude, Messi had that miss that like went right by the post. Higuain had a mare. Argentina could have easily won that 2-0. Yeah. So, hey, listen, we'll take it, but...
You're seeing that a lot with German sides because you go back to the Champions League, Bayern.
Yeah.
I think PSG should have won that game. I think PSG outplayed Bayern was the best team in the Champions League by far last year. Mm-hmm. But I think PSG had their number that day. I think they easily could have walked out of there with a dub.
That's why predictions in Champions League and Europa League is so scary because it's any given Sunday. Right.
Yeah.
Bayern might win 9 out of 10, but I mean, if we're talking PSG, I mean, like the players they have on the pitch, if they pop one day, if they decide to be on and like wake up violent or whatever the meme is, they can take out anyone.
So,
I don't know.
You're a Bayern fan, but we haven't had we missed the Euros because of COVID.
Well, we're getting it supposedly this year.
Well, I think that it's coming. Like that's tough, man, because you're big for international football. That's like your bread and butter.
It's the thing I get most excited about for sure. Mostly World Cup. Euros is fun, but mostly World Cup.
You like that?
Yeah.
See, I
know you like Euros. 2016.
European champions, bro. I rub it in the face, boys. France, where you at, bud? We're popping in the mud. Now listen.
hold on. Let me ask a question. How much of a legend is Rui Patricio after that performance game?
He came from Sporting, so I hated him, bro. But after that day, he was my favorite keeper in the world, bro. That guy was amazing. And Eder, I don't even know where does Eder come from. I don't know, but that guy's better than Ronaldo, bro. I don't even care. Eder is the greatest Portuguese player to ever touch the earth, bro. Honestly, yo, Ronaldo's in the mud, bro.
Hey, listen,
Eder, the greatest.
He needs icon card ASAP as soon as possible.
And a statue in front of every stadium in Portugal. You put this man's statue. This man took a 30-yard shot and beat Lloris. He was falling as he shot it. He had no idea how he was shooting the ball, bro. The man's like, you know what? I'm just going to rocket one.
It was God.
It was a low driven, right? But it went like 40 yards. No,
it was nothing. It was not even a good shot. He just said, I'm going to hit this.
Did he slip?
Huh?
Didn't he slip or something as he was taking
the shot? It looked
like
he was falling. Yeah, it looked like it was a fadeaway. It looked like a fadeaway.
That's
kick,
what I'm saying, know? Bro. We had like the, that's our Walmart R9, bro. He stepped in. He was like, watch this, bro. I'm about to bang this thing. That ball, I swear to God, that ball was in slow motion. I don't know how Lloris didn't get to it. That ball was in slow motion, dog.
Yeah, I'm sure it was in slow motion for you because, like, just in the intensity of that moment and then the goal.
Crying.
And then,
oh, man, I cried. Hey, speaking
I
of that.
I still hate Payet because of that game, dude. Like, I hate him, dude. I cannot stand that player anymore, bro.
He took out Ronaldo, right?
He's the one that took out Ronaldo, bro. I can't stand that guy, dude.
I think if Ronaldo played, we lost. I think that was good he got hurt, bro. Ronaldo would have been shooting from everywhere.
Interesting.
Sometimes the national team plays better without Ronaldo. Ronaldo recently has started to play better, but the national teams, Ronaldo sometimes, you know when you feel you have to carry a team and then it's hard to carry the team?
Like Ibra.
Yeah.
Ibra in Sweden specifically.
Yes. Like Portugal has good young players. I do think Ronaldo is Ronaldo, bro. You can never replace him. But there's times where now for Portugal, he's played better, but there's times even when you go look back at like the 2000 and the 2004 one that we lost to Greece. Oof. There's just too many shots there from Ronaldo. Like
too many shots, too many random skill moves that do absolutely nothing.
He started to be more of, in my opinion, an actual just a beast for Portugal. You know what I mean?
And he was still like finding his way in 2004, right? Like he was. How old was he?
Yeah,
then?
That was early.
He was still United.
Dude, I think Rio. I saw an interview with like Rio and stuff, and he was like, you know, while he was at United, he wanted to be flashy and stuff, and then the striker at the time, I forget who it was, yelled at him or something, and then after that, he started to realize, you know what? Let me start working on stats and not on being flashy, and that then turned him into the player that he is because the flashy stuff, bro. I love a skill here and there. Don't get it twisted. Like, you know what I'm saying? But too much of it in the game, bro, is just, it's not needed. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me ask you a question. I don't know what player was from Bayer Leverkusen, but I saw an interview of the Bayer Leverkusen kid. I think he's from Bayer Leverkusen. And he talked about Ronaldo. And this was, he put it really well said. And he said, they asked him who the greatest player ever was. And he said, Ronaldo. And the lady was like, why? And his reply, I wish we could play the interview right now. He goes, talent-wise, Messi's the most talented person ever. But the fact that Ronaldo's gone to so many different teams and just adapted to every circumstances makes him the greatest player ever, where Messi stayed at a team for too long. I actually saw it from one of the homies that watches. Manu sent I saw the tweet and I saw it from him. But I started really thinking about it. Will Ronaldo go down just because he's done. It's kind of like LeBron, right? LeBron's done it with so many different teams. Do you give Ronaldo a little bit of an edge because he's done it internationally, done it for Madrid, done it for Man United, and then Messi's just done it for Barca? How you look at that?
So the traveling between different leagues, I think, is something that's for sure a huge positive in Ronaldo's favor. 100%. Yeah. Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, like, I mean, arguably the three most difficult leagues to play in. I mean, you know, Bundesliga, just, I couldn't, it never made sense for him to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Euros, even though he didn't, right, even though Ronaldo, again, I'm remembering the 2016 Euro a little bit differently, but like he played in most matches, right? But he had that injury kept recurring.
He carried all the way until the last game.
He did, right? Okay, hey, so listen, give him all the credit, and then he got injured in the final, right? And the moth, that was the game with the moth on his head.
Yeah.
Dude, and even him not playing in that, and like him being that gel in the club, and you know, in the team, and that cohesiveness. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I think they bring so many different elements. I mean, Messi got to the final in World Cup, kind of fluffed it. You know, I mean, he had that chance. If he scores that, we're talking about maybe him being a World Cup winner.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Messi being at Barca throughout his entire career, I mean, playing at a level of consistency as different players come through, you know, as people are coming in and out of the club, like to keep doing it, I think there's something to say for that. But I don't know, man. I mean, like both different guys, but I think you said it best. You know, Messi may be the most talented player ever in terms of gifted ability, assisting, being able to score goals, overall, just like a magical, magical dude. Mm-hmm. But Ronaldo, there's just something about who do you want? Who do you want in like the 80th minute and you're down one?
Ronaldo.
Kind of want Ronaldo.
I'm taking Ronaldo.
Kind of want Ronaldo,
but,
dude.
I think it's NJ, I want your opinion on this too, but I don't think there's ever been a more talented player than Messi. When he has that ball in his foot, I just don't know if there's any, I've ever seen anybody better on the ball than him. But Ronaldo's work ethic and never giving up. I mean, dude, just look back at that Atletico Madrid game. With Juve. Remember when they were down 3-0 and then he came and he just carried. I don't know. His work ethic, something different. I don't know, Jay, how do you see it?
First off, let me just go ahead and say, after what happened yesterday in the Porto game, Juventus is coming out because that was a pen. I don't care what anybody says. That was a pen. It should have been at least the opportunity. He's going to be pissed. They're going to be pissed. To be fair, Juventus played like crap yesterday. They're now going to play the next leg. Porto's probably going to get smacked because he's going to come out with a vengeance. I do want to say this. I do agree that Messi has a whole bunch of natural talent, but let's be freaking honest, bro. The man's put in a bunch of work as well. Like the argument that he didn't put in work and that's all just naturally gifted and he's done nothing to like keep up with that is
no. You have to.
You get what I'm trying to say? Like everybody's trying to say that he's just talented. No, the man's put in a lot of work and dedication as well.
Yeah.
But I do. I've always said this, and I've said this for years. I would have loved to see Messi. Of course, I feel like he's leaving this year, but I would have loved to see Messi move around because, again, bro, it's very, very difficult to go to a team and still perform at that high level that we've seen that Ronaldo has done. We haven't seen that with Messi. People have the argument, oh, it's loyalty. It's not loyalty, my guy. It's called being paid and no one can come and buy you.
I mean, you saw his contract, right? My God, that contract.
You know what I mean? Like, no one can buy you.
Did you see it?
So you,
I saw that.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Sweet. It's like, it's ridiculous. I don't even remember what the numbers were, but I remember looking at him like,
oh,
well, this makes sense. That's what the one of the best players in the world should be paid.
I'm going to keep it 100.
But who's going to come? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you can say that's loyalty, but who's going to come and pay out that contract?
Is it loyalty when you're getting paid that much?
That's my argument.
I love this badge. I mean, like, 100%.
That's my argument. I would be loyal if I'm getting paid that damn much to sit around, dude. I mean, of course, you're putting in the work, but that's not loyalty, bro. That's getting a paycheck at the end of the day.
If somebody
else would be paying him more, he would probably leave, because guess what? That's how football works, bro. If somebody can pay you, you're gone.
I wonder how much more he would need.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know, since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, okay, so let's say all things are equal. Let's say, I mean, I don't even know what, let's say he's making 500 mil. I don't even know if that's like, I don't know what,
no, that's
how many
what it
years
was. I think it was 555 was mil, it? Something like that. Yeah, 555 mil. I think that's what he made. Think about that. 555
isn't Barca
mil.
Broke right now, bro? No, that might be the reason.
Listen. 555 million. 555 million. You're at the second or the first greatest club in world football right now, right? Because Madrid and Barca were going like Champions League finals, like over the last, they're just doing it, right?
Yep.
So where do you go? Like, of course you're going to be loyal to that, because where are you going to, who's
no
going to pay you?
Pay that.
Realistically, I mean,
even if you could pay that, where are you going to go and have a better situation? Now their situation's poor, but at the time,
I think
that situation
he's
was
freaking
fantastic.
Gone, bro.
You think for sure? 100%?
Yeah, I think so.
You can see like he, bro, He gives up now. That's what it seems like. Again, bro, I say this all the time, like in my stream and stuff. We have these conversations. Once you're not happy, like, you know what I'm saying? When you're going to work and you're miserable, bro, you're not going to put in the effort. Yeah. And at this point, like, he could be loyal to the badge, but he's not loyal to what's happening inside of the club.
I agree.
When you're pissed off at work, you don't want to work. And then with all this stuff that they have to deal with COVID, bro, I'm scared shitless of COVID. I'm in my damn house. Imagine these players that are traveling, having to do this. You got family, you can get sick, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. But is somebody not happy? They're not going to put in the work, bro. His contract's up. They did him dirty. He like, if it was me in that situation, I would fuck them over and bounce and go somewhere else and play my heart out there just to get my stats up, because he's retiring.
I think the only place he can go is City. I don't see him going to City.
Or PSG
is actually a good shout. PSG is a very good shout.
Because Mbappe's probably going to end up at Madrid, which if I was Madrid, I wouldn't go Mbappe yet. I would go Haaland first.
You think?
I would go Haaland.
What if, wow, what if...
I'd go Haaland first, bro. You need a number nine. You need a deadly scorer, man. And that Haaland kid,
he's nuts.
He's special, man.
The the combination of the height, it's the positioning, really, though. How fast he's able to accelerate at his weight and his height, and just being at the right place in the right time. I mean, like,
Zway, name a number nine, a pure number nine since R9 and not Zlatan. We can't say a pure number nine that you're like, you know what, this guy can be a top five player as a nine.
I can't
younger guys now, no, because everybody's getting to the point where they're done, bro.
Lewandowski,
but that's so, what I'm saying, like I'm not saying that he's done, but Lewandowski's up there.
No,
what
but
is
I'm
he
saying,
what, how
I'm
old
saying,
is he now?
I'm saying just like
30, what is he, I think he's like 31, 32.
Suarez is retired. That's what I'm trying to say.
I can't believe they let go of Suarez.
Me too, bro.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever seen in my life, bro.
That's the board. No, but listen, Suarez never got a Ballon d'Or. Lewandowski did get a Ballon d'Or. You got to give him credit for that. Obviously, Suarez kind of played in an era where it's impossible because you have those two guys playing.
Yeah.
And so is Lewandowski, but now those guys are kind of at the end. But just with that being said, could you ever see Haaland getting a Ballon d'Or? I say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Now I do, yeah. Haaland, and I think Haaland nine. And yeah, Haaland
he has to leave to get it. Yeah,
a ballot.
Or you think he can do it at Dortmund?
No, I think he could do it at Dortmund if they went to a Champions League final. Well, because you get more. I don't know. Maybe you get more credit because you're at Dortmund. He's gonna leave. I think Madrid snatches him. I think someone big has to snatch him, bro.
I honestly, and I
think
said
Barca
this, bro.
Snatches him. No,
who?
No money. Barca.
No, they have not. They're broke. They're literally, they couldn't pay their guys literally like for 3 months, bro. They're broke. They're done. Yeah, they paid Messi too much money.
But JJ, when you know when they say a team is broke, they're not really broke.
Yeah, but like it's still funny to say
they always broke, figure stuff. They always find some money. They're right? They always rich, find some. Listen, oh, there's $1 billion.
Yeah. Like, when you look at the top 30 richest teams in the world, Barca's the first one. You know that, right? They're like one of the first ones. But then
I did not know that. That's interesting.
I believe they're like in the I want to say they're the first one. Now, with that being said. You look at that situation, they're probably broke because of the debts that they own. Like the contracts. So they're not actually like broke. It's you know what I mean? But
it's a good headline to say, right? Like
it's still
broke.
Like great, dude.
Barca's
like,
broke, Messi, they can't pay Messi or whatever.
Like everyone's saying Messi's leaving because they can't afford Messi anymore, bro. Boom, headline.
Everyone's saying Barca's in debt. The truth is every football team's in debt.
Yeah, especially now.
Because most teams don't own players. They own they owe banks money for the players they purchased. So most teams are actually in debt. But I don't think Barca's actually in debt the way they're saying. Either way, Haaland, right? Going back to him. Do you buy Mbappe or Haaland?
Real Madrid.
That's probably the most.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think Real Madrid is going to take Mbappe because Mbappe really wants to go there. And they've been supposedly saving for Mbappe. Mbappe's proven himself a little bit more than Haaland, I would say.
So you take Mbappe.
So I think Real Madrid. Listen to this scenario. Just listen to the scenario. I said this yesterday. Imagine this. It would be sick. It would be sick. Just listen. Mbappe gets sold to Real Madrid. Messi is leaving Barca. PSG buys him. Juventus supposedly cannot pay Ronaldo for more time on the contract. Imagine Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar at PSG.
Let me ask you a question. Does Ronaldo go back to Madrid?
That would be interesting. I would go to Madrid before I go back to United if that was still an opportunity.
Would you go end at Madrid?
Because look, I think he ends. Well, where do you think he hangs it up? Like United or Madrid?
Okay, so I actually think he hangs it. No, I think he hangs it up at Sporting. I think everybody's sleeping, bro. They're naming their every like the stadiums there, like everything around that is changing to his name. He's super involved. Nobody knows, but this guy's super involved with Sporting behind the doors, bro. He's there for everything, bro. Like they called him and asked him. You know, we're going to name our thing, our academy thing after you. And he was like, yo, you can do that, but I have to be there when you open the doors. Like, he's super Sporting.
That's cool.
His mom's always putting Sporting videos out, seeing, like, they're super. So for his mom, again, he's still going to play for a while, but for his mom, I could see him playing one more year at Sporting because she's a super, super big, and he's close to his mom. But just wait, answer the question first. Mbappe or Haaland?
I got to go with Haaland.
Okay.
I got to go with Haaland. Don't rule out Bayern for Haaland as well. I know he probably has his sights maybe on, Barca or Madrid. By the way, Mbappe at Madrid and then Erling at Barca would be sick for like the next 10 or 15 years. Oh, dude, that'd be so much fun.
Bring back El Clásico a little bit.
How about this? But what if Mbappe's still figuring out his place at PSG, but then like the Messi of it all. Like if Messi goes, do you think Mbappe stays because Messi's coming, or do you think Mbappe still goes even if Messi's coming to PSG?
I said the same thing. Like when I first heard the rumor that Messi, that Neymar like hit up, you know, and was like, yo, come play. I want to play with you again.
Yeah.
And he's not happy at Barca. I was like, Mbappe stays one more year on his because his contract is up in the summer, if I'm not mistaken. He'll stay. Just think about it, bro. You're playing with Neymar already. You guys are already going to finals of Champions League.
But can you afford that? Can you afford that in COVID? Can you afford to play Messi and Mbappe and Neymar?
This is the thing, though. Like Messi's contract's up, bro. Messi can go play anywhere, and he signs a contract for $50. Let's be honest.
Oh, so you're saying like slide some under the table money.
Well, I'm not saying that.
So you know what I'm saying?
Like on the contract, it's $5, but like you know, he gets paid. Okay. You know, $600 million.
So if you were a board member, we see how you run your club. I don't think they can afford to pay all three of those wages. They'd have to take significant
pay cuts to play together. It would take Neymar and Messi to be like, all right, we're gonna have to forego a little bit of this if we want this to work.
It still would be sick to see, though.
This is my favorite thing to talk about, by the way, hypotheticals. Like, it's the absolute best because you're picturing them in the kit. Dude, honestly, Messi in a City kit, I just see it. Can't you see it?
Oh, I
feel like
it,
he would
bro.
Look good in that blue. I know a lot of people are going to hate hearing that.
I'm going to say this.
I'm going to
say
city blue, dude.
I'm going to say I know people will get mad at me, man. I don't want to see him at City. And I'm going to tell you why, yo. He's too old, man. Oof. And I love him. He has the talent. If he was younger, I would say let's do it, Jay.
David Silva was still playing at a pretty good. They're around the same age.
It's too physical, man. I think it's too physical, man.
Hold on, time out. One second, bro. How old is Aubameyang? How old is Aubameyang?
Probably nearing 30.
32, I think.
Oh, for real?
I think he's 32. If he can do it. Aubameyang is 31 years old, bro. If he can do it, I know he's not great. And again, it's Arsenal. Like, I'm just pulling out. He's a good player.
Messi's 33 years old. I'm telling you this too. I hope Ronaldo doesn't go to Madrid. I hope Ronaldo doesn't go back to United because you don't want to see these guys, man. We put them on the pedestal, bro. Like this, this Prem, you got to run, bro. And not only that, let me tell you why I don't want to see him in the Prem. When you're 33 years old,
smashed, bro,
but he gets smashed in La Liga though, dude. I mean, Ramos, like these guys are. There's some dogs in.
You got to do that like all year long, bro.
Hear me out. I'm not saying it's too physical. I'm saying it's physical, but not only that, bro. These dudes play every day, including Christmas.
Right.
Like these dudes have the prime schedule. They play, bro. They're like, Christmas, you guys are playing. New Year's, you guys are playing. It's your birthday, you're playing. President's Day, you're playing.
Why do you think Neymar went to PSG, bro, so he can go take his breaks, bro during March?
So can a body, the level that Messi and Ronaldo play at, can a body take that?
I mean,
I don't know because my body's in a really bad situation. So, I don't know.
They have up until this point, but now we're really seeing it, right? Like, so I haven't tracked Ronaldo. Has he been healthy with Juve for most of the year? Like, injuries or anything like that?
I think he said
COVID.
I think he had COVID.
He's tweaked. Oh, snap. He had COVid. Okay.
He had COVID. He was out for a while.
Zlatan, but let's be real, bro. Like, you're saying Zlatan, but Zlatan left the Prem.
Left the Prem and didn't do all that well there.
No. He still played there, but he left the Prem. And I know Vardy's getting it done there. And I know Obama's.
That's because that man lives on like 15 Red Bulls, bro. Stop.
Was that Vardy?
Bro. He drinks 15 Red Bulls before a game. Stop.
I think
it's different. Cavani, but Cavani's in and out of the lineup. Like we're saying Messi's going to be a starter. I think it's different if Messi was there. And hear me out. I could be stupid when I'm saying this. Aubameyang and Vardy know the life of the Prem. They've been there and their body's built into that. Messi has to step in. Now you have to adapt to a brand new league, new play style at the age of 33 and deal with it all at the age of, I think if he was there, I think he would be fine going in at this age. I think coming in at that age and now learning and adapting, I think that's hard, bro.
Huh.
I agree with you. I think the better move for career and stats and I know
PSG,
like
go get
stats,
a Ballon d'Or, bro.
Huh?
Go to PSG, get a Ballon d'Or.
That's what I'm trying to say. He goes to PSG. They have the potential to win a Champions League, right? Like, it doesn't matter. If Mbappe stays or doesn't, if he's there, Neymar. And PSG has a really good team. They can't get over that last little hurdle, right? Which is winning.
Last year, they got matched up against a really good Bayern.
But still, it doesn't matter if it's passing that hurdle, right? You got to beat a really good Bayern to win the Champions League.
I think people underestimate how good that Bayern team was. I did, bro. I overlooked them last year. That was a good team's way.
Let me ask a question. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with Barca? Because I look at them and I'm like, I see some of the younger guys and it's like really promising. And like, you know, I don't think it's Messi's fault. Griezmann, I don't know if he's exactly lived up to expectations. But what's wrong with them? Are they aged out? Have they not brought in the guys?
You know what it is? You know, it's not just the board. First of all, I thought they got a bad manager. I don't like Koeman. But I'll say this. I'll tell you the problem with not just Barca, but Madrid. Zway, and even Manchester United. When we grew up, Zway, the teams, Barca, Madrid, Manchester United. What did you hear? David Beckham. R9s, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ronaldinho's at those Ebers.
There's no world class anymore.
Real Madrid and Barcelona, what are we saying is acceptable for their clubs now? They bought Trincao. That's so we're saying youth is Barca's way now? With Manchester United, what are we saying? Harry Maguire is the standards of these clubs now?
Yeah.
These guys used to buy the Etos, the Ronaldinhos, the David Beckhams, the Wayne
every
Rooney's.
Position, every position was filled with like a super, like a world, like a star.
Yeah.
Name stars at Barca right now. And everyone you're going to say, I guarantee you it's going to be a future star.
What about, okay, what, so, I mean, all I can think about when someone says that, like, I think of Messi and then stars. I love Ter Stegen. He's had some mishaps, but like, Alba, you just think about a bunch of underrated guys. Like, I don't think Jordi Alba's gotten the respect that he deserves throughout his career. Like, an incredible wingback, right? Busquets, when he needs to play well for that team to gel, really. Like, he's probably like a top three most important player on that team. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, De Jong.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. He's a bunch of young dudes with some older dudes, and then look, we're not even going to talk about Pique after the memes, dude.
No, I think that's the problem. I think with Barca in particular, mm-hmm. And this is probably like, dude, imagine playing like I couldn't imagine this, bro. Like you playing with some of the best players in the world, mm-hmm. and no disrespect to the younger guys that are on the team. But like, and then you go to work, the shit's not good at the office. And then on top of that, you're just playing with bumps, right? Like the talent that he used to be on and at Barca, like the superstars and stuff, to now literally Griezy, De Jong and Messi. And again, you have some of these other younger guys, and then you have the older guys there that are literally, they're living off of these old, like Barca, I feel like has been living off of these old guys for too long and now looking to the future. And now they're trying to build really quickly into the future without not knowing if it's going to work. You get what I'm trying to say?
All right, quick. I'm going to hit you with flash questions, and then you just say WL. That's the way you go. And all right, ready? I'm going to give you names of signings. Ready? All right, Real Madrid Hazard goes away. Real Madrid Hazard.
L for now.
Okay, Jay.
L, dude, big fat L.
Next, Antoine Griezmann Barca Zway.
L.
Jay.
For now.
L.
Okay. Arturo for Pjanic Zway.
I can't really speak to it. I can't speak on that one. Jay? I haven't watched enough.
You get an old guy comment. For a young guy. Comment. L, right. Dog. L.
Barcelona. I'm Titi.
L.
Jay, don't even start.
He was good before the injury, dude. So
do you see what I'm saying? I'm giving you guys.
I mean, they're making.
But the thing is, they're making signings like De Jong. They're just like flopping. They're doing the signings. Are they the wrong signings?
Yeah.
You guys forget the biggest one. He did great for Bayern, and then he had to come back to this bullshit. Coutinho, dude.
Coutinho.
Like Coutinho was the biggest last night.
I was like,
He messed up, dude. He should have stayed. That guy fucked up leaving Liverpool.
I don't think he had a choice. I think he had.
No, he wanted out.
Oh, did he actually want out?
Wait, yeah, hold on. I remember he wanted out. Felipe Coutinho wanted out of Barca. I'm pretty sure he wanted out of Barcelona. So did Suarez. Suarez was the first one to. I mean, not about Barcelona.
Liverpool.
Suarez wanted out. I'm pretty sure Felipe Coutinho wanted out. Am I wrong?
Wait, hold on. Did Coutinho like make Liverpool a whole lot of money with this transfer back?
Yes, bro. It was like it was like some stupid ass deal. Like literally every move that Barca has made, except for maybe De Jong and maybe these younger guys, right? Like the young guys they've gotten like the last maybe year or so.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like, he said he wanted to leave to win trophies. That's what he said. He goes, I want to leave Liverpool to win trophies. Bitch, we got a Champions League.
That was Sterling, dude. That was Sterling. Sterling did that to City.
That was Felipe Coutinho as well.
Nah, he didn't say that. Stop.
Yeah, and now Klopp was like, and then Klopp did this. Let's talk about six, baby. Let's talk about six.
But hey, you forget though, right? He was at Bayern. He won a Champions League last year.
Okay,
he scored. I think he scored in the.
I don't know how many goals were in that game, but like,
it was a goal.
He scored. He got one. He came back with the Champions League, dude. And Barca sitting there crying, dude. Tough.
You know where I think Real Madrid and Barca have gone wrong, and you guys can give me a W and L for this. So Real Madrid and Barca, right? They've always done well at keeping stars happy. They kept Beckham, Michael Owen, R9s. Hold on, just hear me out for 1 second.
Yeah.
Barcelona, Ronaldinho, all these stars, you know, Xavi and Iniesta, these guys, you made them love that club and stay there. Now you look, they couldn't keep Neymar happy, right? Real Madrid couldn't keep what could be one of the best players ever, Ronaldo, happy. Mm. He wanted to leave because he got sick of the ownership or the president there, whatever it was. So you're looking at two boards that were unable to keep stars happy recently. And even now, if you watch that Barca game back, you got Pique bitching at Griezmann. You got Mbappe looking Jordy in the eyes and saying, on the streets, I'll kill you.
Poor Dest too, Sergiño, man. He had his like, family the entire game.
If I was Jordy, I would look at Mbappe and be like, hey, man, listen, I'm sorry. Because you look like a ninja turtle.
What happened, bro?
You look like a ninja turtle, and I feel like you would actually kill me.
Donatello going to come out and smack the shit out of you real quick. Listen.
He looks like a ninja turtle, and he says, I'm going to kill you. I'll kill you in the streets. Bitch, I will pop up from the sewer.
Why did he say that?
He told him he would kill him in the streets, and then PK looked at him. PK said something. He looked back. He said, I'll kill you in the streets, buddy.
He legit said that?
I swear to God, bro. He told him he would kill him in the streets.
That's kind of badass. I mean, like, listen, you got to say something like that to scare a defender,
dude. Jordy looked at him and said, you're getting too big for yourself. Something like that. So he looked back at Jordy and he goes, in the streets, I'll kill you.
What do you say back to that?
I don't know. I think I would just walk away
and try to play.
I'm calling my lawyer, dude. I feel threatened.
Ref, red card. He threatened my life. Ref.
Oh, my ankle's tweaked up. I got to get off the pitch, dude. I'm out. I'm done, dude.
I'm old. I'm out of here. See you later, dude. I got paid already. I'm trying to live.
Yeah, he told PK he would. He told Jordy he would kill him. And then another teammate stepped in and said something, and he repeated it, bro. He repeated that shit.
I can only imagine what Diego Costa told people, dude.
You know what I was thinking as Mbappe was scoring all these goals? I was thinking to myself, I wonder how Neymar and his sister are celebrating.
They were on the couch. There was a video.
Wait, was that his mom?
No, I think that was his sister the actual video. She didn't want to be in the video. Oh. I got insider information. Listen.
breaking news, dude.
Oh my God, dude. The thing with Barca, bro, and this is it's happening now supposedly with Ramos as well. They're doing like Real Madrid has been dirty with their superstars once they get to a certain age. I feel like they did it with Ronaldo, the disrespect there, which, you know, if he would have stayed, I feel like they would have won more Champions Leagues. I think Madrid has built, except for the whole Hazard fiasco, because that was a disaster, bro. That motherfucker got paid, and then he decided to go to McDonald's like I do, and then eat a fucking number two or something. I don't know, dude. I forget that he's on the team. I'm not gonna lie to you. Hazard was a mistake for them. I feel like they're building for the future, but they do their older players very, very dirty. I don't know what's going to happen with Ramos. I don't know if he's going to stay. I feel like Ramos is still in peak condition, and the rumor is he's going to United.
Hell yeah.
United
or PSG. We'll see what happens there.
How about PK and Ramos going back to United together? Not back, but play together.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be cool,
dude. Goes to City. He goes, I'm here to fucking kill you.
Yo, honestly, there's only one guy that I feel like could counter that. Like, if Mbappe said that to Sergio Ramos, he's not having it.
Oh, yeah.
Ramos would give him a wink, and then he would just take him out.
Yes, sir.
Sergio
Ramos back in the streets. Watch what's about to happen, buddy. What?
I'm going to do this shit right here. What do you mean?
He'd look at him and be like, let me say what. And he'd look at Mbappe. Mbappe would look back at him and he goes, Mo Salah.
Oh, no.
I will bust your shit on the field, buddy. Man, what are you talking about?
Hey, that was listen. Tough.
Hey, man.
I think PK, that scenario you just said, PK would still be better than Maguire and cheaper than 80 million that they spent on shitty Maguire. I'm just saying one time.
It was 80 mil.
They paid 80 million euros for that center back, brother. They could have gone and picked up Ruben Diaz. Look at City chilling, my guy. Hey, who's winning? I think Manchester's blue all of a sudden, man. I don't know. I'm just saying one time.
You called it. You called it a few weeks ago or before, you know, even when City was like third or fourth, I think. I mean, they've always been in the running, but.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah, it looks like it's City's year.
All I want to say is this. City is literally Benfica B. João Cancelo, Benfica. Bernardo Silva, Benfica. Ederson, Benfica. Ruben Diaz, Benfica.
Hold on. Let me ask you: is there a connection there?
They all came from our like Ederson. No, but everybody's from our academy. And then right. Man City, when they get in a little bit of a pinch, they're like, "We need a player." Hey,
they go to Benfica.
Who you got? Who you got? Yeah. And we're like, "Well, we just shipped Lindelof. He's kind of shit. We sent him to United, so we did that good for you."
How do you guys do it? How do you produce that much talent? Like, you literally just make bank every year. Like, two or three players go for, like, 60 mil.
Can we get some talent back now? Because now we're shit.
That's what I'm saying. We sold all of our talent, and now we're slipping, dude. Like, it's crazy right now.
Hold on. But Benfica doesn't loan. They sell, right?
Nah, they sell. Yeah, they sell.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. That's the reason I love Benfica to death, bro. And I say this to my brother all the time. This is why I wish the like, you know, these whole like presidents getting voted in and stuff. I wish Liga NOS would literally get like people buying out the clubs just to be able to compete and keep these players. There's, and this thing with the whole like farmers league, this and that, it's funny when you hear this, especially from EPL fans, because these farmer leagues is what's feeding your competitive club. You're going, we're creating, and you guys are literally just stealing our players because you have, you know, oil money that you can throw into shit. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask you guys another Benfica question?
Sure.
When a player leaves Benfica and goes to another club, like, are you always, do you consider him like a Benfica? Like you will cheer for him with that new, that's cool. David, like even though they're not playing for Benfica, you can kind of cheer on for their success. That's cool. I like that.
So they, we're going to switch topic real soon to go this way. I will say this. I'm a Benfica fan. I hate Porto to death, but I hope Porto eliminates Juventus because I feel right now, as much as I hate Porto, man, I feel like with COVID teams like Benfica, Porto and Sporting, they like money's important right now.
Mm.
Like,
yeah, we need it.
You know what I mean? Like the big teams are getting hit by COVID, but the teams in like leagues like Portugal and stuff, I think about that all the time. Like the Belgium league, the Portuguese league, how do teams like this survive with no fans, bro? Like the EPL, they're gonna do those TV deals are huge and you know what I mean? But it is what it is. Let's switch topics. Let's go a little bit of Zwei, man. Let's talk about the Zwei, man. What's first of all, before we talk about Zwei, can you give me the entire McDonald's menu from all at once?
Number one's Big Mac. Number two's Big Mac. No, number one's Big Mac. Number two's the two cheeseburger meal. Man, I'm not gonna lie, dude. You know, with COVID going on, I kind of forgot what the menu looks like. You know, it's because I'm Uber Eatsing a lot now. You know what I mean? So like the menu's kind of disappeared for me. I know the number two's Big Mac. I know number 10 is the 10-piece chicken nuggets. I'm pretty sure. Don't know where the fish fillet is, but yeah, outside of that, man, it's becoming a blur. It's kind of sad, isn't it?
Like, it's okay. COVID, hopefully, God willing, bro, it'll be over.
Get out of here, dude.
Yeah, we're sick of this shit.
Not in Miami. They don't have it.
Zwei,
what's in the future for Zwei? You've been killing it on Twitch, bro. Every night you're there. What's the future for you?
Oh, dude, I love that you just said that because anyone from my stream that's in here or listening to this, they're like, dude, what are you talking about? This guy's a part-timer. No.
Yeah, but, everybody's a part-timer, bro, even when you're a full-timer.
No, I'm loving it, though. I'm loving it, though, dude. What was I going to say? Dude, coming on to this, bro, it's like we talked about it in the little, dude. We've known each other for 8 years.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's just amazing, man, that we, you know.
We're still doing
some of the trips, dude.
Yeah.
I know we all hate planes, man, but I just can't wait for that. I can't wait for this whole thing to go away and we can go freaking, I don't know, man. Like, I've been on more trips with you guys than I have with some IRL friends, man. We did, what did we do? We did, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. We've done England. Boston twice.
Wait, I haven't talked to you since the vlogs. Why did you? When I invite you to my house and you said you would come, then you sent me a message.
Why are you going
to
put him on the
spot?
That's not putting him on the spot. I like being put on the spot.
I never confronted him about this.
I like high pressure. I like high pressure. Do you see me my weekend games?
So I text you in the. I'm like, yo, I really want you. Matter of fact, when COVID's over, I want to invite you, Castro, Nep and Bateson, and we're all gonna get together at my house, and we're gonna fucking party like we're in Miami.
I'm there. I'll bring the crocodiles. I'll bring the crocodiles.
No, you can keep those alligators and things.
So I text you. I text
bring
you.
The thongs.
I text you during the vlogs, and I'm like, yo, mate, you should come to my house. You're like, yeah, I'm down. And then you said, once I'm done defrosting. I need to understand, bro.
That's my laziness, man. You know I'm down to always go to a place. Like I said, I mean, we've seen each other. I mean, and then you came down to Miami. Yeah. Did you come down to Miami once or twice?
Remember that time you got me that thing from Portugal, the Zebu thing?
Yeah.
That was so sick. It's actually right there. The jersey's on my wall. You got me that.
It's literally right there on the back.
The thing is, I want to tell every viewer listening right now, you know, I will say this. Zwei actually doesn't want to be here today. It's true.
Wait, let me explain.
No, let me explain.
I'm actually interested to hear this. This is good.
Zwei is such a nice person. He doesn't know how to say no. So even if he doesn't want to do something, like, yo, Zwei, bro, you want to go to like Crocodile Island together and just sit there and like stand next to crocodiles? He'll be like, you know what, dude? Yeah. And then he'll leave you. And as he gets in his car, he's like, what the fuck did I just say yes to?
Here's my counter to that. Okay, so you invited me to your house. What did I say? I said it was defrosting. Okay,
yeah.
So that technically, I mean, was that a yes? That was pretty much a no. So
yes
I did
first.
Say no,
you
but I said it in a nice way.
Nah,
I said defrosting.
Said yes. I got
and when I'm saying defrosting, that's just a stall. Like it's like I want to go, but it's like I'm too lazy to do everything it takes to get up there. Wait, you know? Like that's a hell of a trip.
You're the guy that will say yes to everything and then last minute be like, oh shit, I gotta, I don't. don't have my license. I don't have my car. I got a flat tire. You'll make up some excuse and just, or you'll just ghost the motherfucker.
There's you know what? There's some truth to that. You guys know me well enough that you've got to hit the nail on the head. There is truth to what you guys are saying. What I'm saying is I think I've evolved a little bit.
And we're in Myrtle Beach. We're in Myrtle Beach. The whole crew's in Myrtle Beach. We're all having a good time at the bar. Sway looks at us and goes, guys, I have to leave. And I said, all right, Sway, man, thanks for coming on this trip. So he goes back to the, we're all staying at a condo. He leaves.
This is the worst. I'm not even able to set this up. Okay. Sorry.
I get back to the condo and the water's running in the shower. Sway's clothes is in a bag, wet. And the water's running. No one's in the condo. I call Zway. I'm like, yo, where you at? He's like, oh, man, I'm almost in North Carolina. And I said, Zway, you left the water on. Your clothes is here. I said, where's the body, bro? This looks like a murder scene.
Dude, he goes, I was in such a rush.
I didn't want to catch traffic. He left the bathroom shower going.
The shower was running hot.
Yeah, I could only imagine what
the shower was running. I think the clothes was next to the shower getting the water. Like, dude, it was literally a crime scene.
There's a good explanation for it. It sounds really weird, but there's a really good explanation for it.
What is it?
So we were at the beach all day. Okay, so I had sand in my pants. I had sand in my boxers and I had sand in my clothes. And I put my shorts in the shower. And like my way of getting sand out of pants is to just lay them in the shower and then just have the water fall on the pants and like get the sand out or whatever. So I'm scrambling to pack because I want to get back home like on time. The place was so big that we were staying at that I was in the kitchen. You remember the kitchen area? Like it's pretty far away from my place. I simply forgot that I had clothes. I just left the shower running. And then the bag, I think I put clothes in the bag that I was okay not ever seeing again, but I didn't intentionally leave them back. I meant to grab the bag. So it pretty much did look like a murder scene. So
I'm sorry if there was any traumatic.
Guys, it's me, Zway, Jay, my brother, Bateson. And we're in the living room and a girl named Fangs, you guys remember Fangs, we're all in the living room, our internet's not working. So the guy comes up from maintenance to fix the internet and he looks at all of us, we have cameras set up and she's in the middle of the room and we're all sitting there. And the
guy goes, your memory.
Hold on. The guy goes, what do you guys do?
I just got it. My innocent little mind just got it.
There's cameras everywhere. Bro. There's like five, six dudes, one girl. The guy goes, what do you guys do? We say, we make online films.
Oh my God.
And the guy looks at us and he goes, man, you guys are about to have a good time or some shit. And then Zway looks at us and he goes, man, did that just happen? And I just remember Bateson's face, bro, because it wasn't us. It was Bateson. Bateson goes, right, Bateson's Mike. Right, Mike. We make online films, Mike.
We make online films, man.
Oh, man.
Only did we know that we could have been inventing an OnlyFans and we had no idea. We had no clue. We could have been so rich, bro. We could have made OnlyFans. Oh man.
I've experienced that. Anytime I have people come over for maintenance and they come up and they see the setup, I'm always self-conscious of the fact that like I've got cameras in the bedroom and like it looks weird. They're like, so what do you do? It's like I really love soccer. Like I really drive that point home.
Yeah.
You know, this is all about soccer. This isn't what you think it is. This is football related.
I don't let them in the room, bro.
The first time
it's like I feel like I literally am. I'm like, I'm self-conscious. If anybody has to come in, I'll start hiding shit. I'll start taking down lights, turn off the cameras and stuff, bro. They're like, oh, you have I like the game, dude. That's it. I don't get into all that, dude.
I went to go buy my first car when I started doing YouTube. And the guy, I was explaining to the guy what I do. I was like, yeah, I make online videos and shit. And then after a while, after like the deal was all done, he was like, hey man, so do you have sex a lot on camera? And I'm like, excuse me, sir? He's like, do you have sex a lot on camera? Because he's like, you make really good money. And I was like, bro, I do YouTube. And he was like, oh man, I thought you did like sex films. I was like, no, bro. He thought you were
John Sims, dude. Stop.
if only they heard you outside of your room while you're recording a pack opening or something like that. It would sound exactly like that.
Oh yes. Thank you.
Imagine, dude.
Yeah, I love you. Give it to me more.
Mbappe. I love this guy. Oh my God.
I'll kill you in the streets.
Oh, man.
Guys, Jesus. We are coming towards the end. Jay, there you got it. Free Jay, man. Any questions you got for Zway?
Yeah, bro. We didn't even get into the whole like, FIFA and Zway back. Let me say something to you, Zway.
Mm.
You are the one guy that I watch.
Talk to me.
That everybody else is playing with the same exact team, but you, my friend, do not play. You play with what you want, when you want, and how you want. You don't care. Do you like? I give you props for that, especially the fact that I think you had gold. Did you have gold? hold on. Let's talk about this real quick. Did you have gold Dybala when you got elite?
I had 86 Correa. I had gold Dybala. I had regular Dybala as my center forward in 4-4-1-1.
Yeah.
I had 80 Klosterman. And
I
then,
respect your elite for that so much because you went with just some random ass. I recently, the last 3 weeks, I got the love back for just playing FIFA, not the meta. And I feel like you've never lost that. You kind of just play it.
Well, you know, for me, it's like in order for me to be interested in the game, like, listen, I'm not saying that I don't use meta. Like, there are some players in my team that for sure have stats that are meta. I mean, like Boateng, you know, is he the most meta? Yeah. His acceleration's a little bit sus, but, you know, whatever. You know, there's some players in my team for sure that adhere to the structure of meta, right? Mm-hmm. But for me to be interested in the game, there has to be something a little bit more. There has to be like an emotional attachment, you know?
Yeah.
If a Podolski flashback card comes out, I don't care what I have to do. He's going in for a weekend league run.
Yeah.
This El Shaarawy, he's coming in at striker for a weekend league run. So whatever I have to do in order for myself to be like mentally stimulated, that's what I'll do. I don't want to use Varane. I don't want to use Mendy, you know? And that's nothing against anyone that uses them. That's all well and good. I come up against a lot of those squads. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I do kind of take pride in running a squad with my boys, you know, like, there needs to be an emotional attachment for me to even enjoy FIFA, if that makes sense.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I think I've lost, I don't want to say interest completely, but some type of interest there, because I was telling my brother this earlier, I've had the same team in FIFA. I'll change out one card here and there. And guess what? I'll sell Rashford. And then guess what? I buy him back again. I have the same team. And before in FIFA, before this whole like weekend league and all this meta stuff started happening, I used to do like you, different teams all the time, having fun. And I think that's where it's more irritating now, because you have these meta teams and the way the gameplay is or whatnot. And I don't even want to get into that, but I respect you for sticking with that, because you've got an elite with it. You're an elite player now, my friend. Congratulations. I'm going to keep hitting that home.
Jay, you know what it is? I found for the 17, 18, 19, 20, I started losing it. All the 40 and those, all the 30 and those, all those crazy top 100s. I didn't care about the top 100s. I played the 4-1-2-1-2 narrow, and I just played FIFA because I loved it. When I started caring about getting the good finishes was when I lost love. And now that I'm back in the 4-3-1-2 with two strikers, one attacker, and I'm playing with Messi now. And I'm
dude, I love that. I saw you tweeting about that, man. That's
so good. Wait,
which one did you use? The center forward?
The team of the group stage one. Yeah.
Team of the group stage one. Yeah.
Unbelievable card. And ever since that, I've played, I literally told Jay, dude, from 1 week to the week, like the reset of the rivals, I had like 100 rival games this week on my main account, and then like 40 on my RTG. Jeez. I found this love again for just playing the game, because I've got detached away from what everyone got caught up with foot champs. And I think I think you've done good, Zway, at staying like, okay, let's compete in foot champs, but at the same time, let's compete with what we want to compete with.
We're always competitive, right? Like, we get in that game of FIFA, like, sure, like, we have some players in the team that we love, but that competitive juice will always be there for us. And, like, for sure, Weekend League fulfills that. Like, no other mode really does it for me like Weekend League does. Every game is important, and it's, you know what I mean? It's just, there's something about it. I can't really pinpoint it, but it fills that competitive need, if that makes sense. So,
I think for me, I still enjoy playing FIFA here and there. I don't play it as much. Like, for me, I don't know how many games you have played in previous. I was telling this to my brother too. Previous years, I think by January, I'd have 2,000, 3,000 games played. I'm not even close to 1,000 games played. And I think and I was telling this to my brother even before the podcast happened. I was like, I think it's because I'm not doing what I used to do. I used to make silly squads, have fun with it and go with it. Now I'm stuck with these players because in my head, I'm like, I need these players. Otherwise, I'm at a disadvantage. Yeah, and I think a lot of people feel that way as well. Like, if you don't have these players, like, then there's no point in, like, actually competing. You get what I'm trying to say?
So here's an interesting idea, right? So, like, we have this idea in our mind that if we don't use Mendy, we're at a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
Because that idea exists, how many other left backs are we not even attempting to use? So we don't even know that maybe there's a guy. You know what I mean?
99% of the left. I do not even look at left backs that come out, because Mendy at 83 rated card is the best card in the game. And, in my mind, because that's what everybody says and what I've seen. Yep.
And how many formations are we overlooking because we're so caught up in the 4-4-2, the 4-2-3-1?
Yep.
That's so... And that's what I'm saying, the love. For me, I think what... actually got me to start feeling a certain way about FIFA was actually the RTGs. As much for, as
oh dude, 100%. Yeah,
the RT yeah. As much as I the passion and the love for the RTG with the 4-4-2, with the 4-2-3-1, with Mendy left back, you listen to what I'm saying, restrictions. Right? Yep. You restrict yourself to Mendy. You restrict yourself to a formation. You restrict yourself to an RTG only. You restrict yourself to this. When you start restricting yourself, the game no longer
is fun.
A game. You start to look at it differently. Yo, I played a guy the other day in Division One. I swear to God, this guy was high up and he was using Luke Shaw. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Hold on. Luke Shaw gold or Luke Shaw inform?
Inform Luke Shaw. I don't care which one it is, bro. That's, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This guy
could
was.
Not, it could be his pro player card, dude. It could be his 99 pro player card.
No, it was the 84. This guy was chasing me around with a Luke Shaw. I said, this is physically impossible. This guy's actually playing me with a Luke Shaw right now. And he was like 2,200 skill rating. It was actually unbelievable. But yeah, man, the one thing I think, again, Zway, just like when I watch your streams, and I watch that Elite run. I was there, bro. I didn't talk much, but I was sitting there. I was like, I really hope this shit happens, bro. Yo, I could see it in your face when you got it, how happy you were. But yeah, dude, I watching you has brought back the, hey, man, let's just run players, man, and have fun. And it's not like whatever formation, and it is what it is. Bro, if you're losing games and you're in a 4-2-3-1 or a 4-4-2, lose games in what you want to be in regardless.
Yeah.
Like, don't just play it because it's what hits.
Oh, don't even get me started with the five. You tried it too, right?
Everybody tried it.
It doesn't
work. Everybody tried that shit, bro. The 5-2. They're still running a D1. It's literally every other game. It's so 10 shit. Dudes in the box, bro. It's nuts,
when you
see, man.
When you notice that your opponent has the three center backs, it just drains you a little bit. You're like, okay. But you know what I do? I flip a switch and I pretend like I'm Lord of the Rings or something like that. And I'm going up against like the army of the thousand warriors or something like that. And you got to flip the switch and you got to accept that reality. Like you're going to come up against that every now and again and try to figure out a way to crack that puzzle.
I respect that, bro.
I respect that a lot because for me, I'm losing. And again, it's because of the mindset, right? Like I guess you got to change your mindset. And you said, my brother said that he's found it, you know, going and doing this, you've stayed with it this whole time. Cause I'm going to be real with you. I think you're the only one, at least from the people that I watch, you're the only one that doesn't really, I'm not going to say that you don't play with metas, but you don't, like, you play whatever the fuck you want to play with and you enjoy the game.
Nep kind of does stuff just SBCs and does whatever. But at the same time, Nep doesn't play his 30. Zway's the only one that plays his 30 with just fucking whatever from what I've seen. But yeah, dude, I was speaking of Lord of the Rings. I've never seen it. The other day, my girl started watching the first one and then I sat on the couch and I was watching they were in the woods. And then there was like all these, like, there was this Wolf? Scene. It's right when the old guy dies. The old guy, the dragon, the fire demon pulls the old guy into the lava. You know what I'm talking about? The wizard.
Yeah.
The old wizard.
Yeah, Gandalf.
Yeah, and then they're in the woods and then there's like this whole fight scene. I don't know.
Anyways. Let me ask you a question. Are you watching them with her or is she watching them
she kind of watching it by herself and I'm just there kind of like staring at it, and then I come down and play FIFA. I come back up and watch. I just, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, I've never watched them.
Yeah. You need to sit down and watch them because they're fucking good.
Somebody's not saying fucking spoilers. That movie's 37 years old, bro.
You didn't really give a spoiler. You just said old guy. There's tons of old guys in that.
Yeah,
there's
tons of old guys. The old guy dies, but I think he comes back. I'm not sure, though, bro.
Hey, there's also a ring in there, bro. I'm just saying.
There is also a ring. One thing I do want to tell you guys, Iron Man dies. Guys, listen, man. This podcast has been absolutely amazing. Jay, before I go, where can they find you, man?
Twitter at @RealJTunes and on Twitch at JTunes Gaming, dude.
Zwayback, where can I add you? Give everything, man.
Zwayback HD on all socials. But let me just say, I wish this could go on for another like 9 hours. Like, honestly, I feel like we, you know what I mean? Like, I could do this for another like 6 hours. But let me also make something clear. I do get frustrated too. You know, like, there's this idea that I don't struggle with the game. There's in my mind, sometimes it's a duality. Like, sometimes I will get really mad at a thing, but, you know, I don't know.
No, I'm going to be honest.
People think that I keep my cool and like my, which I think I've done it. I do a better job at now than I did in years past, but the game still.
I don't know how you do it.
You know, and like FIFA rage is a very unique rage that affects everyone. No one is impervious to the.
I'm going to be real with you, bro. One little thing happens and it's triggered me for the rest of the night until I turn that shit off.
It's a mental.
And then the funny thing is, right when I turn it off and I walk away for like 3 minutes, I'm like, why the hell did I even get that mad?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know how you do it. When I watch your streams, because I watch your streams a lot after I'm done with mine, or if I'm not streaming that day, because, you know, part-timer and stuff, and I'm watching you.
Hey, part-time gang, let's go, dude.
And you just, like, you keep your cool the whole time. Like, how the hell is he not fucking exploding?
There's a battle raging on inside. If you see the blank face, if there's like a blank stare and I look lifeless, there's something going on inside my brain that I'm just suppressing. So.
That's fucking great, dude.
What was I gonna say? This Santiago Garcia guy who passed away, is that recent? I've been seeing the EA's removing him or something like that. Like, what's up with that?
That happened a little bit ago. I think that was like, I don't know.
It's a football player that passed, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's sad. You also hear about Vincent Jackson, Zway. We grew up watching him.
That blew my mind, man.
Me too.
That blew my mind. Like, yeah, I mean, like any story that I'd always have seen of him, you know, super involved with the community. And it just goes to show, man, you never know what someone's going through. And that was... Yeah, that was a trip to see, man, because he was a big, like, for a while there growing up, he was like one of the guys. He was like a top five receiver.
He was the receiver. What was? Are they saying that it was a suicide? Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. They just said they found him in a hotel, and like that doesn't sound good. So yeah, I mean, saying, I don't know.
I'm not laughing at that, but that phrase, bro, like that's not good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, apparently it's in a weird neighborhood too, so it's like, who knows? Again, you never. I'll wait till they figure out exactly what happened, but
they also say something about like alcohol and stuff like that. But guys, we are getting to the end of Stick Talk. Please, if you're listening to Apple Music and Spotify, make sure to rate it, like it, all that crazy stuff. Zway back. You can find him on YouTube. He is a full-time streamer on Twitch TV as well. He is killing it on there if you want to watch him. And yes, full-time streamer. Don't mess with the part-times around
you
here.
If you want to watch top 200 and elite gameplay, you need to go watch Zway back.
Yes.
Let's go, dude.
You can also check out Jay. He's on YouTube. He's on Twitch. Make sure to check them out. With that being said, Zway, you are a legend. And I hope you continue to get all the success on YouTube that you're getting and even more, because I always said I think you are so underrated.
For real though, appreciate you guys. And you know, like I always say, man, once this whole thing gets back to normal, we're doing something, we're getting drinks, we're going nuts, we're getting jet skis or something. But seriously, thanks for thinking of having me on too, man.
Of course,
it means a lot. So thank you very much.
Of course. To all the viewers listening and to all the live viewers, guys, we love you guys so much. And thank you guys so much for tuning in today. The next guest, I'm going to throw it out there just so everybody can hear it. I want to get Pie Face. Pie Face said he was coming. Pie Face is such a guy, man. What? He's one of those guys where you're like, what a lad.
Oh, I'm tuning in for that one. Dude.
Can you do his voice?
Yes, lads. Royce. That's class.
Wait, hold on. Can I tell a pie story really quick? Or yes, do we not have time?
Nah, go ahead.
Okay.
So it
was a capture event in Germany. I'm walking down the road with Bates or something like that. And we're on our way back from McDonald's. Okay. Pie's told the story in a stream before, but it's just, this is a nice little like prelude to, you know, when he comes on. I'm walking down the street and I just hear this laughter, this just really amazing laughter. And it's Pie. He's like, Sway, how you doing, lad? I'm just going to McDonald's really quick. What are you up to? I'm like, oh, not much, man. We're going back to the hotel. And then something happens and his Coke is falling and it's spiraling in the air and slow motion starts happening. I grab the Coke and I rescue it just as it's about to hit the ground.
God, Sway, you're an absolute legend. Going this way. That's class.
I hand him his Coke back and... That was my first ever time meeting Pi. That was my first time ever knowing anything about Pi.
You guys, eyes for saving his soda, dude.
You guys might laugh at him. You guys might laugh at me when I say this, and it might sound weird, but every time I see him, I just want to like hug him.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
I want to be around him. I just want to be around him.
I just want to like, I'm just like, he just seems so nice. I just want to hug him one time and just be like, yo, dude, you make me happy for some reason. I don't know what it is, but you make me happy, man. I really like you.
Well, you better tell him. You better tell him. When you talk to him, you better let him know.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, man, make sure to check out Zway. Zway, give you close off the podcast. Actually, first of all, I want to give a big shout out to Prediction for helping us put this all together. You guys are awesome, man. Appreciate our partners. So wait, before we end this and we say bye to everybody, give me your best, any voice you want to do in the world to close this off, man. The name of the podcast is Stick Talk, and you could just say bye to everybody. Let's go.
Oh, man, you're putting me on. Okay, I'll just go with bye.
Royce, that's class.
Guys, thank you so much for watching. We love you guys, and we will see you next week for another episode of Stick Talk. Bye, guys. All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
We're still live, but I'm going to hang up from you guys. Sway, you are awesome, bro. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, dude, thanks for having me. Dude, like I said, man, I wish we could do this for like another 6 hours, but hey.
Me too.
Till next time, man. Hey, have a good stream.
Yes.
And thank you, boys. Be safe, yeah?
Jay,
yeah,
love you, bro. Too, thank bro. You, guys. Take it thank easy. You, guys.
Right, I will talk to you guys. I'm going to sleep. Good night, boys.
Later, bros. Later.
Night.
Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and Thomas Hearns. Legends, whose four-way rivalry defined one of the greatest eras in boxing history. Relive their decade of dominance in a new Showtime sports documentary, The Kings, a four-part series, now streaming on Showtime.